Okay, let's take the word from the top again.
Yeah, we must be rather. Chetzik b'chatzik putu, the chetzik b'chatzik putu now. Okay, we normally chatzik putu poska. It don't mind the bailach. So in Rashi and Bavur, if it's poska, that means it's like two dibur. The tchilas dibur is not connected to the soif dibur. He had a dibur of chetzik b'chatzik putu, and then there was another dibur of chetzik b'chatzik putu. It's not clear in Rashi, it means he wasn't thinking about the second chetzik, or a mice, it's two dibur. And then it's no good. That's possible. Then it's no good. Maybe in Mayna Vahiluch, then it is good. So we saw in Rashi says the reason why it's no good if it's Poskov, because it's he's Makadish Lechatzoy, Chatzi Isha. Okay, so yesterday we focused a little bit that why didn't Rashi say it's no good because it's a Chatzi Putu? So we have different. Yesterday we were toying with that. Maybe Rashi holds it that chatzi putu is not a chisar. Maybe Rashi holds it for a chatzi isha. It's enough a chatzi putu. Somebody suggested. Or I had mechatchila a different thought that I didn't talk about yesterday. That maybe even if it's a chatzi putu, but since he's been mekadosh the two halves, it's poskud. Two different things. He's mekadosh one half, and then he's mekadosh the other half. I mean, simultaneously, whatever. He's mekadosh the two halves. Maybe there's a svara to say, that it's no good al chatzi isha. That's possible. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi says no good al chatzi isha. But why is it also not good al chatzi putu? Maybe you could say, since there's this one woman who's been makabel kiddushin for her two halves, so maybe it goes into the Gemara's by later about the kibbutzim nosim and makabel eslin. And the Gemara says his father, if the father's makabel kiddushin for two daughters, so even though he's makabel leputo. So more as it's sad, then maybe we go bus to nosin makabel. Maybe it's good enough. He was a shliach for the two daughters. So and he got a puto. So maybe we say we go bus to makabel. Maybe al derech zeh. This talk of two halves, but she is the representative of her two halves. She's even better than the representative. You don't have to come out to shluch kemoise. She's talk to kemoise. She is the she's about it better than she's like gara than her father. She's like gara than her own father. Shliach sir, her father makabel kedushin for. That side of the baya that you go bus and makabel, right? But let's think about it like that. These two halves of a woman, I assume they have the same father. So the father was makabel kiddushin for the two halves of his daughter. Right? Somebody would give the father pruta and he would say shnei chetzi bitech pruta. And that side of the gemara that you go bus and makabel, the baya will be good. And that's the gemara. That's in the gemara that said that that's enough. So on that side for sure. There's no chisaron here of chatzi. There should be no chisaron here of chatzi. So she's not better. She's not worse than the father. She's not worse than her own father. So she is makabel for her two halves. There's one makabel. There is one makabel. Maybe it's two kiddushins because he is designating half a putta for one, half a putta for the other. But there's one person who's doing the ma'aseh kabbalah. So maybe at least on that side of the gemara that you go bus and nosin a makabel, there shouldn't be a chisaron here of chatzi. There shouldn't be a chisaron of chatzi putu. Maybe it's even better than the baya, because there it's the father, here it's her herself. So maybe it's even both sodom of the baya. But Akapana, at least the feet, that's not in the baya. And I thought maybe that's why Rashi doesn't say the chisaron is misad chatzi putu. He says the chisaron is misad chatzi ish it is. You know, by Shteben Esayach, there's two women, but here there's a problem of chatzi ishu. But chatzi putu, maybe Rashi doesn't want to say is the chisaron. You know, I had such a machshava, intriguing machshava. Ma'is l'chor is not true because Rashi himself in the next bay of the Gemara, and the Gemara then goes on and says, "Im timtzu leimer ma'ida v'ha'ilachu." What about chesich b'puta v'chesich b'puta mal? Kevin d'amal b'puta poskel milsei adil makol b'yamim ma'ida v'ha'ilachu. So Rashi speaks out. Why is that better than the first bay? What's the advantage of chesich b'puta over chesich v'chasi puta? Ma'is if it's poskel, it's no good in either case. If it's ma'ida v'ha'ilachu, it's good in both cases. So why is there more svar that he's made of ha'iluch in the second bay than in the first? So Rashi speaks out because Rashi speaks out. I'm sorry, Rashi already speaks out on this bayah, on the first bayah. Rashi Moina v'Hayilchu. What's the reason why it's? What's the tzad that it's Moina v'Hayilch? And it's not lechatzayin. Rashi explains why it's more Moina v'Hayilch in the second bayah. What's the tzad that it's more Moina v'Hayilch in the second bayah? So Rashi says lechatzi putu la bar tvisum. Tzad. The reason why the first bayah is more likely to be Moina v'Hayilch in the second, because in the first bayah he's using a chatzi putu for each half. So a chatzi putu, actually the chatzi putu is not a bar tvisa. So since it's not a bar tvisa, it's not mistaber, he means to do a separate act of pollution with the chatzi putu. Because a chatzi putu is toch not a bar tvisa. So it's a right that he's being made of ha'ilch. It don't mean that, maybe it's poskin nonetheless, but a kaponim, it's mavur and rashi beferish, that a chatzi putu here is not a bar tvisa. So how you see that the svaras are not right, you can have all these svaras and pupulim, it says beferish and rashi, that a chatzi putu is taken not a bar tvisa. No, so why does rashi have to come, why does rashi say that's the chisor, that it's a chatzi putu? The chayre behefrich you have to say. The nechanami taka both chesronis. Rashi used to. Rashi says, and it's out of posko. Rashi, the reason why it's no good. He could have said it's no good because it's a chatzi puto. But he says the reason that will continue to be useful in the other bias. You know, chatzi puto is only useful to this bias. Later on, we have bias where it's a whole puto for each half. So therefore, Rashi is the svar of lechatzoyin because that's the nehemshe chasugi. That's what we're going to need. But the chayre nechanami, this first bias is taka chesronis, not only of chatzi. Not only a chatzi isha, but it's a chisar and a chatzi putta as well. Yet now Yeshli is bainab adovataka. So it's Mavu and Rashi that a chatzi putta is not a bar tviso. So Yeshli, why not? Why is the taka worse than the father being makabel for the two daughters? That in the tzad that noit bust the noisin makabel as nidim, we say that is a good kiddushin. So why is she less than the father? She's makabel for her two halves. So why don't we say that it's like that it is a bar tviso? Any of there. That's a, I leave to maybe not to think about it. Why is this better? Why is this better than the case of Bosa Nois and the Bagam? Or maybe not, maybe the two bias are connected. Maybe the impetus, maybe the side over here of Moin of Eilich is, maybe the more is going here like the other side of the bias. And if that's sad that you do go to Bosa Nois and the Bagam, then maybe there's no difference between Chetzich Bechasiput and Chetzich Beputu. The Gemara seems to Suleimer that one bias is worse than the other is only on the Hanukkah that you don't call Basa Nosin and Makabel. You know, Basa Gadol.
Is it possible then the second Rashi, when he says Chatzi Pruta is a lot of Bar Tzvisa, he's talking in general? And he's just saying that since in general Chatzi Pruta couldn't be.
If it's a Bar Tzvisa here, even if not a Bar Tzvisa in general, but if it's a Bar Tzvisa here, so it's still, where's the indication that he's been made about? I don't know, maybe he's a lambda and he understands that in this case, he doesn't have to be such a big lambda, maybe he just intuitively understands that in this case, Chatzi puts it out of the sun. Because she's getting two halves. This lady's getting she's getting two putos. She's getting two halves of a puto, this lady. So he understands, and that's the emes. The emes is that if you go close to the noise of a couple, she's getting a puto. So there's no concern in the fact that that half a puto is designated for the kiddushin of half an isha. Nice, she's getting a putta. So if you go bust a nice and a makabel, she's getting a putta.
The second Rashi also, Rashi says, "V'lava chatzon, ha'chatzi putta love bar tvisa." It sounds like he's just trying to make it whether it's chatzon or not chatzon.
I mean, I think Rashi's explaining he's explaining the intim sulaima. Why is chetzich putta? What's the intim sulaima? The intim sulaima means that the first case is more likely to be made about intim sulaima. The first case is made of ha'ilach, but maybe the second case is not made of ha'ilach. What's the difference? So as he says, because in the first case you used a chatzi put, which is not a bar tvisa, so more likely to be made of ha'ilach. What?
Rashi says it's based on the chatzon.
Because
in
the
first
case,
and
lav lechatzon,
it sounds like the first side would be an issue of
lechatzon. Right. So why does he say it's a problem with chatzon? You should say it's a problem with chatzi put.
Can you explain how Rebbe Sani in the second Rashi is not like the option that you're presenting today?
Because Rashi says that the chatzi puta, Rashi says that the reason why chatzi puta is more likely to be mine of ha'ilach, more likely than chetzich b'puta, the intim sulaimer, the reason why chetzich b'chatzi puta is more mine of ha'ilach than chetzich b'puta is by chetzich b'chatzi puta, the chatzi puta is not a bar tvisa. So, you know, he may not know that you can't be makadosh chatzi isha, but he knows you can't be makadosh with the chatzi puta.
So, I thought the Rebbe's pshat was that it's nimso that she received a full pruta now. Right? I thought
that's
what was
saying. So she got a full pruta, and that's even a poska. I mean, I'm saying even if it is poska, she got a whole pruta. By the shteip nesayach, in the case of the father, it is poska. he wants to be mekadesh this daughter separately from the other daughter. That's also poskal. And yet we say we go bosan oisunim, but there's a tzad to say we go bosan oisunim mekabel. The father got a puta. The person doing the ma'aseh kiddushin got a puta. That's enough. So even if it's poskal, he doesn't have to be main of a hoilach to get out of the problem that there's a chatzi puta over here. Even if it's poskal, it's not a problem with a chatzi puta. Maybe the answer has to be in the lumdus. Maybe the lumdus is wrong. You know, we've already told him, maybe the lumdus is wrong. Maybe, but we're not up to the get of bosan oisunim mekabel. We'll revisit it then. But by bosan oisunim mekabel, maybe it's better than this case because Rashi shita is. No, she doesn't shita so. Rashi holds the father. Right, the daughter is the one who's being dafei. Right, Rashi shita is. But the father's mekabel kiddushin is called bar koch of the bas. So that means that we don't look at the father as the bal dover, the daughter is the bal dover. And it happens bar koch. The father does the kinyan, but the daughter is the bal dover. So the chari here also, each chetzi is the bal dover, but the person doing the kinyan is the isha. Jeez. Maybe it's cholok anyway. Maybe we don't look at it that way. When the father is mekabel kiddushin for the two daughters, so there's one agent for the two daughters. By the two chatzoy, maybe it's taken out that way. Her left side is mekabel kiddushin for her left side, and her right side, this chetzi is mekabel kiddushin for that chetzi, and the other chetzi of her is mekabel kiddushin for that other chetzi. And I don't look at it that there's a separate isha shleimo who's mekabel for the two chatzoy. No, each chetzi is mekabel for itself. And therefore, even if you go bosan oisin mekabel, it's still called chatzi puta. But it's two kabbalas. And the father is one kabbalah. Here, maybe we don't look at that. We look at it as taka two kabbalas. And each kabbalah is with a chatzi puta. And a chatzi puta is not a bar tefisa. And it's intriguing. We could go around and around and around over here. But bosi lo er. L'maisim, it's mefurish in Rashi that it's not a bar tefisa. Yeah, I pointed out yesterday that in Tosfos Yezokin, Tosfos Yezokin taka says that chisoyim bechetzek bechatzi puta. And chetzek bechatzi puta is because it's chatzi puta. Doesn't say al-chatzi, she says al-chatzi puta. That's also surprising. I'd be happy if somebody said both. But, you know, but to say only the chisoyin al-chatzi puta, that's very sure. What happened to the problem of chatzi? She befrat that in the hemshech of the Gemara, where you have to come, where it's chesech berputa, the chesech berputa, you have to say the problem is not that it's a chatzi puta. It's giving a whole puta for each side. The problem is that it's a chatzi isha. He should mention that at the beginning. So we're going to have to see. I'm going to put that in the back burner for the time being. Come back to Tosfos Yezokin a little bit later. But Tosfos Yezokin here needs to be addressed. Let's go on to the Gemara says, "In kim soim moin avay lechu, chesich putim chesich putim, al kem nomel puta puta paskul milso, edim lekol b'yoyim moin avay lechu, im tim soim lekol b'yoyim moin avay lechu, chesich puta yoyim, chesich puta lemocher mahu, kem nomel lemocher paskul, those are the first three bias of the Gemara. The Rana is a sachsus to the question, is Lamocha dafka, Lamocha lab dafka? What if he said, you know, Baboy Kamber, Chesek Beputa now and Chesek Beputa tonight? Is that better than Lamocha? Or that's the same as Lamocha? The Rana is more likely that's the same thing. What's the difference? Lamocha, 3 hours from now. The point is, he divided it up in parts. Then the Gemara says, let's go on. This is the best case of all. It's bechadzim no. There's no poskim. So what does Rashi say? Let's pick up Rashi from Kol B'yoyim Ha'yol B'dayti L'goyim Ha'yoyim. She took the mash from Rashi like that, back the other side of the mat. That it's a difference between Hayoyim and the Mocha. If you would say tonight at 5 o'clock, that would be more like Hayoyim. That would go into Kol B'yoyim. That's it. On the last Rashi, there's nothing. On the last case of the Gemara, there's nothing. On the last Bayah of the Gemara, Shnei Chetzich, the Rashi doesn't say it. So B'Pshutoi, this last case is the most. Most of the Gemara is that one. This last case is the most. Or I mean, it's not literally Mayna Vahilach, but it's the most likely, this is the best case scenario, this last case, the one that's least problematic. There's no sad here of Poskha. Lashon the Gemara is that way. The Gemara says, Oy Dilma ain't Isu Miskadesh is the Chatzoyin Cloud. Lashon of Einishkim is Kadesh L'chatzoyim Klal. It sounds like, you know, if this case is L'chatzoyim, then that means that you know, then everything is L'chatzoyim. And that's what the Rosh writes. The Rosh writes that this last case is and therefore the Rosh writes that since this last case is not Nifshut, it's Lo Yifshutot. So certainly the earlier cases are not Nifshut. Because if there's a tzad that this last case is L'chatzoyim, so then the earlier cases are certainly L'chatzoyim. The Rambam, hold map that way. The Rambam, the Rosh brings the Rambam. The Rambam paskins on the first three bayis, that means chetzich v'chatzi shuto, it's A, chetzich v'putu is B, chetzich v'putu ayoyim v'chetzich v'putu l'mokhar, it's C. So Rashi paskins that A and B, the Rambam rather, paskins that A and B are what? Mekadesh is vader. And only C, chetzich v'putu ayoyim v'chetzich v'putu l'mokhar, that's a suffix. Why is the Rambam paskin that way? Why is three bayis? Why does he pass from that the first two are? Where was the Gemara Pesach the first two bayis? Intim Suleima. That's the cloud of the Rambam's cloud, cloud of the Gaonim. And whenever you have an Intim Suleima, the Gemara is being machriya the suffer. So Rashi, the Rambam applied that cloud over here. The Rambam says, therefore, by the klolim, by those klolim, so we would place it by a number A and by a B, and we only have by a C. But then we have the list by a D. Shnei chesich b'puto, says the Rambam, that's a suffering b'kodeshes, because it's a bayit lo yishut. By the klolim, that's how the chayim should work. The Rambam says, the Rambam applied the klolim of the goyim. The goyim writes, the Rambam had to learn this way, because if not, then this would slug up the klolim of the goyim. This Gemara would slug up the klolim. They have to work everywhere. So they have to work here too. So the Rambam held from the goyim, it's mukhuch, from those klolim, that by A and by B, where we're patient, that he's made of a hilach. But still, we have a bay of shnei chetzeich b'put. So the Rosh is, as far as I understand, how can that be better? How can chetzeich b'put ayoyim v'chetzeich b'put? How can chetzeich b'put v'chetzeich b'put be more mekudeshes than shnei chetzeich b'put? So, how we have to say? What do we have to say? The Rambam talks about it. The Shri Azokim, Shani already discussed this Rambam. You'll say that apparently the Rambam held that Moin of Ahilach, such as that the Svar of Moin of Ahilach, I should say by Shnei Chetzik of Putin, he's not Moin of Ahilach. He's not being Moin of Ahilach. Moin of Ahilach doesn't just take off the problem of Poska. Moed of Ahilach is a svar of Bifnei Atzmai. Moed of Ahilach makes it more one act of Kiddushin. And since by Shnei Chetzik Reputa you don't have the Moed of Ahilach, because he's not being Moed of Ahilach. So that's worse. A case where we can consider him to be Moed of Ahilach, Chetzik Reputa Hayoim, Chetzik Reputa, Chetzik Reputa, he's being Moed of Ahilach, so that being Moed of Ahilach is better, more Mekudeshes, less Chatzoyim Dik, than if he says Shnei Chetzich B'Put. And that's the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh held that Moed V'Hoylech doesn't make it better than if he would say, than if he would do it with one act and one fell swoop, Shnei Chetzich B'Put. And the Rambam held, no, Moed V'Hoylech is better than Shnei Chetzich B'Put. So, it's a Hezbo here, this machlokes. What's going on over here? What's in the kud over here that's in play? I had a thought. It's not muchuch, but I think it's karl pshat. Start with the following. We had a chakira, which we've been talking about a lot. Chaim's chakira is the din of chatzi isha, a din in the maisa kibushin, or a din in the ishus. What's wrong with being mekadesh chatzi isha? Is it a problem in the maisa kibushin? He's not doing a full-fledged maisa kibushin. He's holding back in the maisa kibushin. Or is it a chisor in the ishus that you can't have ishus in the chatzi ish? We said that it's machlekes what? Whom? The Rashi and the Ravid. The Rashi and Tosus. Let's say Rashi and Tosus. That's more self-evident. Less built on error on my chesbonos. Rashi and Tosus came out before. Rashi and Tosus is where? In Gittin. where the Gemara says, the Gemara says that if you mekadesh chatzi shifa and chatzi baschayer, the Gemara says that's better than mekadesh chatzi shifa because shifa b'kinyana. Then the Gemara says, well, but what happens if you meshachet the other half became a shochur? The Gemara's machlek is gamri paki. Tais explains why is it gamri paki. Let it just stay the way it is. Tais says that no, now there's no shifa in the kinyana anymore. When you were mekadesh shifa, there was no shifa in the kinyan. But now there's again a shira kinyan, it's a chatzi isha. So a chatzi isha, that's not stable. You can't have a kiddushin in a chatzi isha with the shira of the kinyan. So it has to either be gamim yapaki. It can't stay the way it is because now there's a shira in the kinyan. So in Tais it's a smuchuk that what? It's a chesaron in the maisa kiddushin, in the ishus. In the maisa kiddushin, the maisa kiddushin was fine. When he did the maisa kiddushin, no holds barred. He was makadosh, full fledged. She happened to be a chatzi isha from a chatzi baschayer. Mukhuk and Tais is that it's a chesaron. You can't have ishus and a chatzi isha if there's a mokum ponui. If she's a chatzi shifra and a chatzi baschayrin, so then that's not a chesaron in the ishus because the chatzi shifra doesn't count. The chatzi shifra is out of the is not that's not part of the isha. The inyan kiddushin. So you have a whole isha. She's a 50% isha, but she's an isha. So that's chav. But now she's an isha shleima and you only have kiddushin and half of her. And that you can't have. That's not sustainable. Chesaron in the ishus. So Tosfos is a chesaron in ishus. On the other hand, Rashi holds that it's a chesaron in the maisa kiddushin. How do we know? The loss in Rashi. Rashi says shir b'kinyona. The story of shir b'kinyona. Rashi says that he did kol mashu b'kreichi. He did a full flesh kiddushin. Rashi mafurish says it's a chesaron in the maisa kiddushin. And Rashi Lishi Tosi, we said he learns gamri apaki different than Tosfos. But the story of gamri is that she's kikot m'shanayla. And gamri Rashi doesn't explain. Rashi needs a hesper. What do you mean? Why is she kikotin shenayla? We're talking about the chatzi baschayim. Why is the chatzi baschayim kikotin shenayla? Maybe the chatzi shivcha maybe is kikotin shenayla. She's the one who's in mishtacher. The chatzi baschayim, where's the kikotin shenayla? So I said, I thought the pshat in Rashi is that she's going from kedusha osram to kedusha chatas. Chatzi shivcha has kedusha, chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschayim, and that issue is only yachiv osram. So osram to kikibush. Now she's going to, now she's an issue shleima. Can't have that kind of kedusha. Now you can have an only. Now you're going to a different kind of isha. Isha they have chiyuvei chatos for an isha. So now she's going from an isha whose isha is awesome. That without a chiyuv misa, and without a chiyuv malchus for him. And now you're going to a different kind of isha altogether. An isha that has a chiyuv chatos and a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv malchus, chiyuv koras. So that's a different kind of isha. So that's maybe kikotim shenayla. The Indian kiddush and she's kikotim shenayla. So that's the side. What happens? You have no kiddushi yoshim, now you have kiddushi chatos. Akoponim, that's the svar that it's kikotun shender. Anyway, whatever gamri paki is in Rashi, but you saw it itself, it worked. And Rashi holds chesaron the maisa kiddushin, chatzi ishim. Rashi holds chesaron in the ishus. So now, nechziyana. In the cases in Agamar, chetzich b'chatzi puto, chetzich b'puto, let's say. Well, let's take the last case. Maybe that's easier. Let's start with the last case. The last case, shnei chetzich b'puto. So, Rav Bear pointed out, Shem Rav Chaim, if it's a chesaron in the Maisa Kiddushin, we understand it. If he's doing it, the Maisa Kiddushin is being done chatzoindik. Even though he's mekadosh all of her, and since he's doing it lechatzoin, That's Rabbi Rashi Lossen, he's mekadosh lechatzoin. He's doing it, you know, in stages, even if it's simultaneous. Shnei chetzich b'puto simultaneous, but he's doing it in halves. So in the ma'aseh kiddushin, it's lechatzoin. Ma'aseh kiddushin is lechatzoin, it's not a good ma'aseh kiddushin. And that's the bible. Is this called lechatzoin or not? When it says shnei chetzich b'puto, do we look at it as a mice, as two maisim or one maisim? If it's two maisim, it's doing it at the same time, then it's chatzoim. If it's one maisim, then it's not chatzoim. We understand that. But what about the other side? But what about according to Tosfos? That it's chesaron in the ishus. You can't have ishus and a chatzi ishus. So if Chaim Taka asked, so what's the problem with shnei chatzoich b'pruto? The ishus is going to be chal. One fell swoop in the whole issue. So where's the chesaron in the issue? So why is that a chesaron of chatzi issue? So Yeah, so the way Rav brings from Rav Chaim said, it's a riot, it's a din in the Maaseh Kiddush. Fine, but the Maaseh Tosfos holds it's a din in the Ishus. So L'chor HaKoch, you have to say. L'chor, you have to say that it is a chisor here, there is a chisor here in the Ishus. Because when he says, Shnei Chesich B'Puto, what he means, if we take it as L'chatzoyim, if we understand what he's meaning, what he's doing as L'chatzoyim, then his Amira is saying, the content of his Amira is that he wants to have an Ishus in one half and a separate Ishus in the other half. And that's called an Ishus, an Achatzi Ishus. We can only look at what he says. You know, we want to know what kind of Ishus does he want to make. Well, he wants to have an Ishus in the Achatzi Ishus and another Ishus in the other Achatzi Ishus. So he wants to have an Ishus, he wants a pair of Ishus, Ishuyos, I guess, in the two halves of the Ishus. So that means he's creating here an Ishus and a Chatzi Ishus. He's creating two of them. So that's the Shaila. What does he mean? You know, does he mean to create one, and it's just the way he talks, or does he mean to create two Ishus, two Chatzoy Ishus, or two Ishus in two Chatzoy? You know, it's a Chatzoy in the Ishus. I don't think it's not so terrible. I'm not even so sure I understand what was Chaim's, Hechef was so much in the first place. Why can't this be a chisor in the Ishus? The Chor of the says that's what it is. It's a chisor in the Ishus. That's my point. It's a chisor in the Ishus. When he says Shnei Chetzich Meputo, maybe he means to create two Ishus in each one in a Chatzi Isha, and that's a chisor in a Chatzi Isha. You can't have Ishus in a Chatzi Isha. And Al Derech Zeh will say with the earlier bias. That's the bias. B'kitzur, Lefi Rashi, the Nekuda, all these bias are bias inside the Maaseh Kiddushin. When he does these kind of amiras, do we look at it as one maaser or two? And if he Tosfos, the issue is not is it one maaser or two. I don't really care if it's one maaser or two. The issue is, do I understand him to be making one ishus, or do I understand him to be making two ishus, a single ishus or two halves, two half ishus? Yeah, that's clear. So now. So now let's think about what is Maida v'Halach do for me? The first two bias, we have a svara, the first three bias. The one that says that the tzad that it's good is because he's a Maida v'Halach. What's the point of being Maida v'Halach? How does a Maida v'Halach take off the problem? So it depends. If you learn, like Rashi, that the need in here is misad the maisa kiddushin, meaning we could look at what he's doing as two separate maisa, chetzich v'puto, and then chetzich v'puto, chetzich v'chatzi v'puto, and chetzich v'chatzi v'puto. We could look at it; these are two separate acts of kiddushin. Since it's a separate amira, it's two separate acts. Or you know, since he's being mind of a hilach, maybe the being mind of a hilach is mechaber the two halves. And it creates the two halves of his amira. It connects the two halves of the amira. Because he's mind of Ayla, the two halves of the amira become connected, and now it's a single mice. Lefi Rashi, that's what I'm saying. Lefi Rashi, all I need mind of Ayla to, what I need mind of Ayla to do, the work that mind of Ayla has to do, is to be mechaber. Shouldn't be posko. Posko means that the dibur shouldn't be posko. It shouldn't be two diburim, because two diburim is two maisa. The dibur is part of the maisa kiddush. Two diburim is two maisa. I need to connect this into one maisa. So mind of Ahilach makes it that he's that, like Rashi says, his das at the beginning was connected to what he said at the end. So he was being mind of Ahilach. Since he's being mind of Ahilach, so it's one amira. It's a long, elaborate amira. And therefore, it becomes one amira. The mind of Ahilach makes it into a single amira. If that's the case, then I think the Rosh would be on the Sinai. If mind of Ahilach works to make it into a single amira, so if he says a single amira mamish, shnei chetzich b'puto, that's the biggest mind of Ahilach that could be. The whole mile of mind of Ahilach is that he connects the two amiras that it should be one maaser. Well, if he says shnei chesich reputa, I don't need him to be mind of Ahilach for it to be one maaser. It is one maaser. He's mamish saying shnei chesich reputa. He's saying it together. He's saying it in one statement, in one zog. So if he's saying it in one statement, about it, that's better than Ma'ane V'Hoylech. The whole Ma'ane V'Hoylech is to make it into a single Amira, to make it into one long statement. So says the Rosh, and therefore says the Rosh, the last Baya is certainly better than any possible Ma'ane V'Hoylech. And if the last Baya is still a Sofik, then everything's a Sofik. That's the Rosh. On the other hand, if you're like Tosfos, that the need in here is mitzad the issues, and I want to know what kind of issues is he creating over here. When he says, let's say, chetzich b'putu, v'chetzich b'putu, the earlier bias, chetzich b'chassi putu, chetzich b'chassi putu. The problem is not that he's saying two amiras. The problem is that the amira indicates what he's trying to do. I say, well, what he's trying to do, when he says, chetzich b'putu, chetzich b'putu, maybe what he's trying to do is make an issues in this chetzi and another issues in the other chetzi. So what does Ma'ane V'Hoylech accomplish? Ma'ane V'Hoylech is not enough to say, well, it's mechaber the two halves of the dibur. We don't care about whether it's one dibur or not one dibur. I want to know, he's talking chatzoyim. Why is he talking chatzoyim? That means he's talking about an issus in this half and an issus in the other half. That's the problem. There's a problem in the issus that he wants to do. What does it matter that he's doing Ma'ane V'Hoylech? So you have to say, no, it's Lefi Rashi, going back for a second. Lefi Rashi, the issue is in the Amira itself. How do you punctuate the Amira? Is it one sentence or two sentences? So Ma'ane V'Hoylech connects the Amira into one sentence. So it makes it one Amira. If it's one Amira, then it's one Maisa, then I'm finished. I don't need anything more. And Kal V'Chomer, when it's literally one Maisa, like Shnei Chesed. That's the Rosh. But if you learn like Tosfos, the issue here is not how many Amiras he's doing. The issue is, what does his Amira indicate about his intention? I want to know, what's his intentionality? Is his intention to make an issue, to make, after all, he talks about chatzoyim. Why is he talking chatzoyim? He's talking about half a woman. Why is he talking about half a woman? It sounds like he wants an issue, so a chatzi issue. And that's the side that is no good. Because we read his intention to be, when he says chetzich and chetzich, we read his intention to be to set up an issue in the chatzi issue, another issue in the other chatzi issue. That's his intention over here. Otherwise, why is he talking chatzoyim? He talks like it. Obviously, because he wants the chatzi issue. He wants to be the kaddish chatzi issue. No, that's the problem. That he's setting up an issue in the chatzi issue. So what does Ma'ane V'Hoylech have to do? What's the work now that Ma'ane V'Hoylech has to do? It has to change our understanding of his intention. It has to change our understanding of why in the world is he talking about a chatzi issue? Why, doesn't that mean that he wants a chatzi issue? So we have to say, no, that's not why he's talking that way. The reason why he's talking that way, the reason why he's talking about a chatzi issue, not because he really wants to set up an issue on a chatzi issue. Rather, he wants to be Ma'ane V'Hoylech. The giving over of the Kesef Kiddushim. So he's using a metaphor. I'm giving her a he has, I want to be Kaddish with two putus. So he sort of says, like, Kibiyochel, here's a putu for half of you, here's a putu for the other half of you, two putus, now you're Mekudeshes. So it allows us to say, the Ma'ane V'Hoylech allows us to say, you know why he's talking about a Chatzi Isha? Not because he really wants him a Kaddish a Chatzi Isha. He's only talking about a Chatzi Isha as a figure of speech, because he wants to be Ma'ane V'Hoylech. It's just a part of his Ma'ane V'Hoylech. The Chatzi Isha reference is because he's being Ma'ane V'Hoylech, that's the Ma'ane V'Hoylech allows us to look at his saying chetzich as just a figure of speech. Because he's being Ma'ane V'Hoylech, so to facilitate his being Ma'ane V'Hoylech, he wants to keep count. So he keeps count by talking about a chetzi issue. If you want him to have three putas, we talk about a third. It's really the putas that are in thirds, not the issue. So this is the way he talks, because he's being Ma'ane V'Hoylech. If that's the case, then by Shnei Chetzich Befuto, where he's not being Ma'ane V'Hoylech, so then that's not the worse. Because by the case of Shnei Chetzich Befuto, I don't understand why he's talking about Chatzai. If he's not being Ma'ane V'Hoylech, when he's being Ma'ane V'Hoylech, so I understand why is he talking about Chatzai. He's talking about Chatzai not because he really wants Chatzai. He talks about Chatzai because it's a way to keep counting as being Ma'ane V'Hoylech. But in the case where he says Shnei Chetzich Befuto, he's not being Ma'ane V'Hoylech. So why do you talk about Chatzai? Why didn't you just say, I am a Kodesh, leave your putu? What's this Shnei Chetzich Befuto? here this is really a big tzad to say. That he means that the chatzoim, here the chatzoim have no excuse. Maybe he really thinks that he's been mekadosh two chatzi ishus. And then he writes chatzi ishus. So, mayin of ha'olech is better. If you learn like Taisus, mayin of ha'olech is better than shnei chatzi kufuta, and that's the shita sarama. That shnei chatzi kufuta is rather good. In terms of Leimer, the cloud of the Gainim, we're pushed that he's being mine of Ha'ilach, where he's being mine of Ha'ilach. But by Shnei Sechab Chetzech Beputu, where we can't look at him as being mine of Ha'ilach, then that's taka worse, because then we don't understand why he's talking about Chatzoyim. We can't look at the Chatzoyim as just being a figure of speech for being mine of Ha'ilach. The Chatzoyim, maybe it means Chatzoyim. That's Chatzisha. So that's already worse, and that's the taka of the Rabbah. That Shnei Chetzech Beputu is the Sophic Bukudeshes. But Chetzech Beputu Hayoyim, Chetzech Beputu Hayoyim, or Chetzech Beputu, but Chetzech Beputu, as long as it's called Beyoyme, That's taka mukudeshes.
How's the mock of the sapping according to the Rambam? Do you have a reason to say that?
Because then you lose the mind of oil. If you lose the mind of a halach, then that's worse than one.
It's too far apart.
Then you lose. Then it's even worse than shnei chetzei kufut. If he's not being mind of a halach, like lemachar, where the tzad that's already maybe that's not called mind of a halach. So if it's not mind of a halach, then saying chetzei beputo hayoyim and chetzei beputo lemachar, if it's not mind of a halach, then that's even worse than shnei chetzei kufut. Because why is he talking about what lishnei chetzek puto? You know, he was least koyel in the puto, but here he divided up in everything. He said chetzek puto ayoy, chetzek puto lemacher. That's the most chatzoyim the kavul. Don't be very geshmak with tliya. It's not mamish muchuk the tliya. You could say, but it's not muchuk. There's a lot of wriggle room here. But nonetheless, I think it's. The main point is that if you learn like Rashi, that the issue here is mitzad the ma'isa kiddushin. Because what we really want to know is it one amira or two? That's basically what we're being at. Is this one amira or two? Since you saw the chatzoyim, is he doing one amira? Is he doing two amiras? Is he doing one act of kiddushin or two acts of kiddushin? Then all I need ma'ina ba'ilach to do, all I needed to do, maybe it does more, but all I needed to do is to be machaber the two halves of the dibur, to make the dibur into one dibur. So if that's the case, then I think then the Rosh makes a lot of sense. That Shnei Chetzech is even more one Dibur than Mayna Vahilach. On the other hand, according to the Taisa Shita, the Nidnes on the Ishus, then Mayna Vahilach, it's not, I don't need it, the work that I need to do is not, it's much more than just being the Chabar the two halves of the Dibur. We're not really being down in the Dibur. We want to know about, why is he talking about Chatzoyim? Doesn't that indicate something about what kind of Ishus he wants to make? If he's talking Chatzoyim, it sounds like he wants to make a Chatzoyim Dike Ishus. So we want to know what we want to know his mindset. We want to know what is he thinking. What's his intention? Is his intention to be mekadosh chatzi isha? And then the work that Ma'ina Ba'olach has to do is a different kind of work entirely. What Ma'ina Ba'olach has to give me is Ma'ina Ba'olach explains to me why he's talking about a chatzi isha. He's talking about a chatzi isha not because he wants to have a chatzi isha. He's talking about a chatzi isha because it's just a figure of speech for his being Ma'ina Ba'olach. And if that's the case, then Ma'ina Ba'olach is better. In the case of Shnei Chetzech Beputu. Because by Ma'ina V'Hailach, I understand this figure of speech. Because he wants to be Ma'ina V'Hailach. But by Shnei Chetzech Beputu, he's not using the figure, he is not being Ma'ina V'Hailach. So why in the world is he talking about Chatzoyim? So I don't have the excuse of his being Ma'ina V'Hailach. So maybe that's Hakam Morch. Maybe there he really means to be like Hadash Chatzish. Maybe he wants a Chatzish.
So maybe it's not, but the
final imtim tzulayma, the final baya is, but maybe ein isha miskadeshes lechatzoyim klal. But even if you say one amira, even if in every respect it's one amira, but still you put the words shnei chetzik in there, so maybe that's mechalak the amira no matter what. No matter what, you can be minorly, you know, no matter how much you try to compress them together, but as long as you said the words chetzich, then you're making it into two amiras.
So as opposed to Tosafot, it's no longer lechatzam b'chlal. Because that was
by Maimon.
Right,
because you don't mean lechatzayim. What Maimon Vayelach does is it makes chatzayim into a figure of speech. And by Shnei Chesech Vuta, I know that I have it. So he's not being Maimon Vayelach. So why is he using this figure of speech? Yeah, that's a kashan on the Ram. I mean, the Ram learns that it's that this is not the worst case of all. The Ram learns that the other. I mean, this is not the Ram learns that this is not the best case of all. The best meaning the most mekudeshes. So what's the lashon of klal shel the Ram? It's nothing to do with magical type. It's not a kashan the Ram. The way the Ram cheshems out that this last case is not the most far fetched suffix.
But even if you say klal, meaning if you say emes kadosh klal, it seems to be like even though it's going to be, it seems to be on the mice and not on the chalos, because even the chalos is a whole woman.
I don't know, that's so terrible. The chatzoim klal means if he mentioned any chatzoim in it, then we assume that he's making a chatzay ishus, and that he can't do. Klal doesn't necessarily have to be in the mice. Ein ishim is kadosh lechatzoim klal means if you said chatzoim at all, then we read that into the ishus. But the lashon of klal is difficult in the Ram for a different reason, because the lashon of klal, that thing Rosh points out, or the Ram points out, and Rishayim point out that the lashon of klal is mashma that this baya, you know, in the string of imtim sulaim, is this the most extreme baya, you know, the one that's it's like the last imtim sulaim, and the Ram is clearly not that way. The Ram, you see from the Piskei Ram, that that's not true. This baya in some ways is not as the other ones might be mikudesh is fine, and this one might be ainu mikudesh. That's Taka Shreya, about how we read the word cloud. I don't know, we saw that. I mean, it's the right here. Yeah.
Even in Rashi's world, it's still it's possible that when you're doing that mira at once, it would be worse than one of the whole way. Even if the amiras are from a hover together, in the end of the day, it could be the different opinion rather than to be followed.
Yeah, that's part of what I meant when I said it's not much. Even with Rashi, we could learn that Ma'in of Ahiluch makes it into a figure of speech, and therefore we look at it as what we could say that even in Rashi's world. But in Rashi, the point that I'm making is that in Rashi, I don't need Ma'in of Ahiluch to do such big work. All I need Ma'in of Ahiluch to do was, how did the Rosh understand Ma'in of Ahiluch? The Rosh understood all Ma'in of Ahiluch does is mechaber the chatzoya dibur. So if it's one dibur mamish, that's better. Lefi Rashi, that it's the nidin is on the maisa, that's really all the work I need Ma'in of Ahiluch to do. So it could be that Ma'in of Ahiluch is even stronger than that. Could be that it does more than I need it to do. I just need Ma'in of Ahiluch to mechaber the Tuchatzoya Maisa, but actually Ma'in of Ahiluch is stronger than that. There's no reason to say that way. So if you're Rashi, I would, and that's the Rosh. Why read into the Gemara more than I need to read into the Gemara? All I need to understand the Gemara is that Ma'in of Ahiluch is mechaber the Chatzoya Dibur. It's mechaber the Chatzoya Dibur, so Shnei Chetzich and Putter is about it better. Mashenkin lefi the Rambam, Ma'in of Ahiluch, not enough for to mechaber the Chatzoya Dibur. Loyal Adibur and Adonim, we're being dar on why he mentioned Chatzon, what does that indicate about the issues? Now, what I need Ma'in of Ahiluch to do is to re explain why he's talking about a Chatzi issue. So that's a different kind of work that Ma'in of Ahiluch is doing, and that work is not necessarily going to be, I'm not going to necessarily have, but I have to make myself. It's not Muchuch, the Chaz is not Muchuch Mamish, but I just thought it's Advarim Noitim in this direction. Maybe I mentioned, I thought also the Ram is mashma, but the Ram holds that Chatzi Isha is a chisar in the Ishas. Maybe I'll talk about this just a little bit. It's a difficult Ram. The Ram talks about it. The Ram about the Ram of Paskins, well, that's a clear other Ram Paskin. By the issue of Nishtachra. Here's the Ram. You remember where the Ram is? That's Chatzi Shifa Chatzi Vasfar.
I'll get a Gemara and get him.
The Ram brings it. The Ram brings it in the back.
There could be.
What?
There could be.
If
I remember, I think it's Calvin.
That was like his Shabbat Perek Dalet Halacha Tezayim and Ishus. Hamekadish Ishus Shechet Sheshifka Vechet Yabaschari Eina Mekudesh is Kiddushin Gemurim Ad Shetishtacher Vekeven Shenishtachera Gomru Kiddusheha Ki Kiddushi Ktano Shegodlo Veinitzorach Lekad Shekiddushin Acherin Vaacher Vekid Shacher Shenishtacher Hezu Sofik Kiddushin Lishneim. There's a few things here in the Rambam. First of all, what's the halacha by Makadish Chatzis Shifa Vechatzi Baschorin? What's the halacha lemaisa? Bottom line. So Machlekes Amaron. Most Rishonim say that it is she is Mekudeshes because L'shiv B'Kinyonoi Amaroi Basroi. You see from Amaroi Basroi by Gamri or Paki that there was a Kiddushin. So Rishonim passing that she is Mekudeshes. The lashon in the Rambam is Hamakadish Yishu Shechatzis Shifa Vechatzi Baschorin Eina Mekudeshes Kiddushin Gemurim. It's not a kiddushin gemurim. She's mekudeshes, but it's not a kiddushin gemurim. What does that mean? Chara is a kiddushin gemurim. It's a kiddushin gemurim in half of her. Maybe that's what it means. It's only in half of her. And then the Rambam goes on and says, but what happens when she's nishtacher? Einu mekudeshes kiddushin gemurim ad she tishtacher. V'keimen she nishtachero gomru kiddusheho. Right, that's like the Rambam passes gamri. Then he adds a line, Ki kiddushi ktano shegodlo ve'enei tzorech lekad shekiddushi necheren. It's like kiddushi miyum. Ktano with niskachu without a father. So that's, so she can be me'enes. But she's not me'enes. So the halacha is that you don't have to have the husband, after she's already a gedola, and she wasn't me'enes, so then she's mekudeshes even if he wasn't, there was no new ma'isa kiddush. So that's some mashal for what happens over here. She had a kiddushin, but it wasn't a kiddushin gemurim, and now it's gamri automatically. The way kiddushin ketana are gamri when she's golden. So the Ran is doesn't understand the dimyan. That's a dinder abonim. If he wasn't bala, it's a dinder abonim that she needs to get that she wasn't memes. And if he was bala, then he's ain't much to be lost to be less nusser. Then there wasn't no kiddushin. Like what's exactly this dimyan? I don't know what's going on in this dimyan that the Ram has. But what's how the Ram understood kiddushin ketana? But be that as it may, from this mushal of the Rambam, you know, it's a pashtus, the way we understand Gamri, is that when you're Makadosh, a Chatzis Shifka and a Chatzis Baschorin, from everything we've seen elsewhere now, in the Chatzis Baschorin you had Kiddushin Gemur. Kiddushin Gemur. Since there was no Shir in the Kinyan, so the Kiddushin is able to be Chal, and there's no Mokom Ponui, and you have Kiddushin. But now you have the other half, so now there's no Mokom Ponui, or she's talking Shanel, or whatever. So now there's a Din, Gamri. Gamri kiddushin vishin, that the kiddushin is takes all of her, but it's a spreading in space. You know, you only had half of her, which was fine up till now because there was no makom ponui. She was there was no shear in the kinyan, let's say in that terminology. But now already there is a shear in the kinyan, so I need the kiddushin to spread and take over the other half, or not, or poki. That's the shaila gamri or paki. But if you want, it's like a quantitative issue. You know, you have Kiddushin in 50% of her, you need it now to take over the other 50%. The Rambam talks in qualitative terms. When you're Mekadosh, a Chatzis Shifa, a Chatzis Baschorin, and you have Kiddushin that are not Gemurim. And now when she's Mishtachveres, so now the Kiddushin becomes Kiddushin Gemurim. And it gives me a mushal now. I don't understand the mushal because of the Rambam's questions. But the mushal is certainly a qualitative mushal. You had a low-level kiddushin, kiddushin miyum, kiddushin drabon, and now when she grows up, you have a higher level, more full-fledged, right? A tana kiddushin miyum. She doesn't need a get, and about it is no chiv miso. And now when she becomes a gdolah, so the kiddushin become kiddushin more. Not a question of how much of her they occupy, just the kiddushin themselves mature from being kiddushin she'enim gemurim into kiddushin gemurim. And the Ram gives that as the mushal how to look at. This case over here, you had in the Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Baschorin, you had Kiddushin She'enem Gemurim, but now that she becomes Meshuchveres, so it matures, the Kiddushin mature into Kiddushin Gemurim. Then the Rambam says, another thing is, it's a black and a kitchen, it's a suffix and kodeshes. That's also strange what that is. Could be the Rambam holds it's a machlit, it's a suffix if it's gamri apaki, so kiddushin atoifis mi suffix. Anyway, there's a lot here in that we're not talking about. But just how did Rambam understood, how did Rambam understand kiddushin rechatsi shukta rechatsi baschayurin, and what happens when she's nishtachar, that now it's gamri. Like a whole different visualization that we have from this Rambam. Not just a question of, now there's a more component, the kiddushin have to spread out. It's that somehow the kiddushin that you have in a chatzis shif and a chatzis baschorin is kiddushin, but not kiddushin gemurim. And now it has to become, can't stay that way when she's mishtacheres. Now it has to become either nothing or it has to become kiddushin gemurim, and that's the gamri kiddushivish. I think what's going on there is, we talked about these issues a little bit before. If there's kiddushin, when you have kiddushin in a chatzis shif and a chatzis baschorin, so the kiddushin that you have in the chatzi baschorin, is that is that regular kiddushin, just only in half of her, or is it a different kind of kiddushin? Because why should I think it's a different kind of kiddushin? Because it's only a chil osham. We know it's by a shifcha charufa, and that's what a shifcha charufa has. You have kiddushin in half of her. The chil of korban is, you don't have a chil chatzis, you have a chil osham. We discussed that. We said that in Rashi. Maybe that's the notion of Kikot and Shinoel. It's a different kind of Kiddushin. The Kiddushin that you have in a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Vaschorin, and a Chatzi Vaschorin is Kiddushi Oshom. It's only a Chiv Oshom. It doesn't rise to the level of a Chiv Chatzis. Maybe that shows me that it's a different kind of Kiddushin. It's a different kind of Eishes Ish. It doesn't carry a penalty of a Chiv Misa. We talked this issue through. It's not so clear. Could be that it is. Maybe in the Chatzi Vaschorin you have Kiddushin Gemurim. I why you chayav misa, why you chayav achatos? Kreger said because you only boil half of her. The ma'aseh bia is never a full ma'aseh bia, so we can't be mechayav yilchatos. We can't be mechayav yilmisa. But at least the half that's an eishes ish is a eishes ish in the full sense. You can only do a half of ma'aseh bia. And the other possibility is that maybe since the Torah says that shiv charufa has different dinim, so only chiv oshom and chiv chatos, maybe the Torah is saying it's a different kind of issues. And I think the Rambam is like that. The Rambam holds that the kiddushin that you have in a chatzis shivcha chatzis baschorin, it's like kiddushin in the shivcha charufa. I mean, if you hold like the Rashba that even if he's lab dafka, then she is a shivcha charufa. Even if you hold like the other Rishonim that even if he is dafka, the Rambam is that even if he is dafka, that just means that in order to have the chiv oshav, we need the shivcha part should also have a yichud, should also be in the avera. So, but if she's not married to an Eved Ivri, she's married to a Yisrael, let's say, then it's... But let me put it this way. Chatzi shifcha, chatzi baschorin. So if Eved Ivri is lav dafka, then that's what we're talking about. We are talking about a shifcha charufa. A Yisrael marries a chatzi shifcha, chatzi baschorin. Eved Ivri doesn't really matter. That is l'zeno klerim shifcha charufa. Even if Eved Ivri is dafka, that means that the Eved Ivri has an advantage that the Chatzi Baschorin is married to him, and the Chatzi Shivcha is also miyuchedis to him. So all of her is participating in the Avera in order to have the Chiyuv Oshem. Whereas if it would be a Yisrael, so the Chatzi Shivcha part wouldn't be in the Avera because she wouldn't be miyuchedis to him. The Chatzi Baschorin part would be exactly the same. So that would be even less than a Chiyuv Oshem. You know, maybe she wanted to bring her oshem because she's less eishesish than a regular shifcha charufa, but she's not more. So if a shifcha charufa is a lower level eishesish, she only brings her oshem. Then when she's married to an Eved Ivri, then if she's married to a Yisrael, then it's even lower yet. So the kitzer, I think what the Rambam is saying is that when you marry a shifcha shifcha chatzi baschorin. Since the Torah says that there's no chiyuv misa for the baschor, there's no chiyuv misa, there's a chiyuv osham, that means it's not kiddushin, that's what the Rambam calls not kiddushin gemurim. She's mekudeshes, the mercy is mekudeshes, she's a get, she's mekudeshes. But it's not kiddushin gemurim, even in the chatzi baschor part, it's not kiddushin gemurim. Now she's nishtachara, now you have a whole lady to whom you're married to half. Whom you're married to half, So the Rama says the Kiddushin now becomes Kiddushin Gemur. This Kiddushin that you had in her that was not Kiddushin Gemur, it now becomes Kiddushin Gemur. Why does it become Kiddushin Gemur? After all, the Chetzi Bascharim part didn't change. You were married to the Chetzi Bascharim and Kiddushin Shein and Gemur. Why now do you get Kiddushin Gemur? I think the pshat is, at least this direction, that when you have a chetzi shifa, chetzi bascharin, so like Shia b'kinyona, but I think that means for the Rambam, it means this is a lady, she's a chetzi isha. She is a chetzi isha. Because the chetzi shifa part is not b'chlal, the issues of kiddushin at all. But this is a person who's a chetzi, she's a chetzi isha. In a chetzi isha, you could have kiddushin. But it's a low-level kiddushin. It's kiddushin ashen. There's no problem of isha v'loy chatzi isha, because this is all there is. Loy shir b'kinyoni. This is all there is. So there's no problem of shir b'kinyoni. You can have ishas in there. That's called a chatzi isha, because you have her totality. But her totality is only half of a regular person. So that's the kiddushin that you have with such a person is kiddushin ashen, not kiddushin gemur. Now you have a regular lady. This regular lady, you're mekudosh to half of her. That already you can't have. You can't be Makudish to half a lady. Because that's already Isha Lechatzi Isha. So now you have to become a Kudeshis to all of her. I mean, all of her has to become a Kudeshis to you. So you have to have Nakidushin in all of her. Because otherwise it's Isha Lechatzi Isha. So therefore the Ishus takes over the Ishus now spreads to the other side, but now because it can't stay the way it is, Isha Lechatzi Isha. Now that it's issues in a whole person, that's an issues of chatos, not an issues of osha, because that's the definition. Issues in a half person is an issues of osha. Issues in a whole person is an issues of chatos. So that when the issues spread to the other half, it becomes kiddushin gemur. Because you can't have kiddushin oshim in a whole lady. You can only have kiddushin oshim in a half lady, but she's not a half lady anymore. Ellen might wind up using a half of her. That's chatzisha. I think that's the mahalach in the Ram. The Ram is saying it's the point. It's similar to Tosfos in mahalach in the Gemara. That's why I think you see that it's in the Ishus. It's similar to Tosfos, but with this addition, it's like Tosfos in that the Ishus spreads because now you can't have Ishus in half this lady. You have to have Ishus in the whole lady. But actually, I'm not so sure. Maybe I'm looking. Maybe call it Rashi. Maybe it could be did in the Maxi Kiddushin. It's the same terminology. Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm not sure. What I'm saying is right, and I think it's important to talk through. I'm not so sure anymore, as I'm saying it out, that it's muchuk like Rashi or like Tosfos. Clearly, it's not relevant to Rashi or Tosfos per se. The word itself, though, is this: that the Rambam is saying, of course, it's true that the way the kiddush that the Gemara says, the reason why the kiddush spreads. The reason why the kiddushin spreads. What the Rambam says is that when the kiddushin spreads, what happens is not only a quantitative change, a qualitative change happens also. That's the main deacon in the Rambam. You know, I think it doesn't have to plug into Rashi and Tosfos. But Stam, it's just interesting by itself. The Rambam is telling me that when she goes from being a chetzi, when you have this poshta, and you go from kiddushin in achatzi vascharin to kiddushin in, you know, when it becomes gamri kiddushin rishon, says the Ram, the change is not merely that you go from having ishus in hefer to having ishus in all of her. That would not be comparable to kiddushin miun. The lashonis Ram wouldn't make any sense. The Ram is saying that when you go from having ishus in half of her to having ishus in all of her, the ishus changes not only in quantity, it changes in quality. Because it changes from being ishus of osham, an ishus that's not mechayev misa, not mechayev chatos, and not mechayev karas, and not mechayev malchus, to an ishus that is a ishus gemura, that's mechayev all of those things. And why does it change? Because in a chatzi bas chayor, in a chatzi shifra, a woman who is a chatzi ishur, you can have kiddushi osham. But in a woman who's an isha shlema, you cannot have in her kiddushi osham. You can only have in her kiddushin mur. How do you have in her kiddushin mur? Because the kiddushin goes from kiddushi osham to kiddushi chatos. And how does the kiddushin make that change? By being gamri. By now taking over the other half. The kiddushin takes over the other half. And now the kiddushin changes from being kiddushin in a half isha to kiddushin in a whole isha, and therefore from being kiddushin osham to being kiddushin gemur. That's what it says in Rambam. Yeah. So now I see now why does the kiddushin spread? We had machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos learns the reason why the kiddushin spreads is because now there's no mokum poni anymore. Now there's a mokum poni rather. Now there's empty space, and the kiddushin has to fill up the empty space because you can't have ishus in half a woman. Rashi learns a different reason. The kiddushin spreads because she is a katan shenoylad, meaning, let's say, that now that she's a ishut gemura, you can't have kiddushay osham. Half a ishut and half a person is kiddushay osham. You can't have kiddushay osham in an ishut gemura. So therefore the kiddushin has to spread. The Rambam, I don't think, is committed to either of those approaches. I don't see Gilgal Rambam one way or another. Why the kiddushin spreads, I don't know, in the Rambam. Maybe like Rashi, maybe like Tosfos. What I do see in the Rambam is that when the kiddushin spreads, it spreads qualitatively, because now it goes from Kiddushi Yoshim to Kiddushi Echatus. Okay, when I started this off, when I got into this, I thought this is a Gili that the Ram holds Chisor and the Isha's not in the Mice. And now I'm not so sure, but it doesn't necessarily have to plug into that other. But still, learn the Ram. Okay, one second. Let's make Haskol and Poshto. We're not going to get into it too much. Take a look at the faces. Chetzev Bufuto, Chetzev Bufuto. Toys is Ansem Taimar. Milo Yoel. Ba'omel Elbe, Poshto Kedushin Bufuto, Elam Shum, the Yikadas Acheres, Ein Misratze, Elam Asher Shemas. Interesting, Russian Toys is Ein Misratze, Elam Asher Shemas. Aval Mayino Yoedim Shem Misratze, Bufuto, Poshto Kedushin Bufuto, Kiddushin b'chulu. V'ochel goli daitashim is rasi b'chulu. V'shleimar, b'yami mairi, Let's say it's poskel. So it's only Mekadosh half of it. The more I said in the Medalef that we should say poskel. And the only reason the more I say we don't say poskel is because that's a ches. She doesn't want the other half. But here, we know that she wants the other half, but she was misratze to shnei ches, to chesech mefutu, to chesech mefutu. She was misratze to both halves. So why do we say poskel? Taisa's answer, she told Sayyid Medalef, Taisa's notion, that poskel. Taisa number Aleph asked, "Pasuk zayas hakosuv." How do you say pasuk by kedushin? Zayas hakosuv by kedushin. So Taisa's answer, based on Rashi, since she says since he's mekadosh of a lashon kedushin, so Mela has gedorim of hekdesh. Since he has gedorim of hekdesh, the osla kuliyama kehekdesh, it has gedorim of hekdesh that we say pasuk. So Tosfos, okay, that's if he said Lashon Kiddushin. Over here, we're not talking where he said Lashon Kiddushin. He said Lashon Eris, and he said Shalosh, and his middle is not going to be a din of, not going to be a din of Poshta. So Yosef points out, so first of all, that needs a Hezbollah by itself. What difference does it make what Lashon he used? So this ready from Rabbi Chana and others that when you say Lashon Kiddushin, it's a whole different mechanism of Kiddushin, because Kiddushin has an Issa part and Kiddushin has a Yichud part. And when you say Lashon of Kiddushin, you're making the Issa, and Memelish is Michadis. When you say other Lashon, you're making the Yichud, and Memelish is Asura, or vice versa. I don't know, whatever. Yes, some like this different mechanisms of Kiddushin. Very difficult day. Very difficult day to say. Pashas Avad is not good. The Pashas is, it's just a question of Kavanah. When he uses a lashon of hekdesh, lashon of kiddushin, so he means that it should be with the pashto and all. And since the hekdesh is in a pashto, so when he says, it's about the pashto. I think of Shimon says over there. When he uses a lashon of kiddushin, it's kilu is saying, let's say he's mekadosh chetzio. But since in hekdesh, chetzio of a behema means he's makdosh all of it. So when he says harayat mekudesh chetzio mekudeshesli, so it's built into his amira that amira should take over the holy ship, that he's being makadosh the holy ship. It's an amira of being makadosh the holy ship. That's the content of the amira. The content of Rehan Mekudesh, since it's a lashon of hekdesh, is that he's makadosh ki'ilu with the scope of what it would do if he was makadosh behem. So that just goes into his amira. It's called the nichnas b'chal amirosei. Does he mean it? I think if Shimon speaks out or others, may not even matter if he knows it. Since that's what the Amira means, so if he says that's not what I meant, so I'm sure believe this is what the Amira means. So Mimela, that's what the Amira does. Or maybe he even knows, maybe he knows Dine Poshtu, so we say this is what he means. Tashvi Hazokan is a Lashon. We'll come to Tashvi Hazokan later on, but he was in this common
looking. Why does he say the second half?
What?
Why does he say the second half?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why did he say, what's this kasha altogether? Why did he say, here, how do you have a given Nusa? We'll talk about it tomorrow. Like upon him, the chayr, that's more mistaba what's going on in Tosh. Not that there's some lumdish difference between Kiddushin and Beloshin and Kiddushin and Beloshin Hekdush and Kiddushin and Beloshin of Eirs. Very rochot to say such a right. It's like, Rochana says it, but it's very far fetched. The pastus is just. This is the content of what when you say Areyat Mekudeshes, since it's a Lashon of Hekdesh, so the content of what you're saying is that when you, even though you said Chetzeh, the content becomes Kulech, because there's Poshto built into the Lashon. Akopon, so that's Tosfos there. So the Beis Yosef points out that in the Torah and the Rambam, you see not like Tosfos, because the Torah and the Rambam, they bring all of the bias of Agama, or the Lashon Kiddushin. If you say Hareisha, Omol Areyat Mekudeshes, you know, They bring the lashon. The Gemara itself doesn't have a lashon of kiddushin. Just said chesich b'vuto. Doesn't say what lashon he said. Maybe chesich moreses b'vuto. But the Rambam and the Torah, when they bring the halachas of Agamara, they bring it for lashon kiddushin. So you see, they didn't have Tosfos as mahalach. Yes. So what did they do with Tosfos kasher? What happened to Poshto? What happened to Poshto? Could be b'pshutai. This other Rishonim, the Rishonim had a different kasha in the Menahal. Rishonim had a kasha connected to Tosfos kasha. Rishonim in the Menahal, they asked, Tosfos assumes that when you say Hareyah, but normally if you say Hareyah, when you're Makadosh or Chatz Isha, so her das is only for half. That's Lashon of Tosfos, Daita Masha Shama. Even though somehow his das is for more, or maybe it doesn't matter if his das is the Ram Shibalei, but her das is only what she literally heard. Her das doesn't encompass the Pashto. That means a Hesper, but that's what it says in the Tosfos. The Rashba and the Tosfos read, they assume that her das is, if there's a dinner Pashto, then her das is for Pashto too. So why, what's the matter? What am I saying? Das Acheres, you know, there's Das Acheres Shine. Who cares about Das Acheres Shine? You have Das Acheres. She knows about Pashto as much as he knows about Pashto. So when he said this Lashon, she's Misratza. This Lashon includes Pashto, so she was Misratza on the Pashto. So the Rashba answered that once you need to come out to her das, So then it's kiyikach v'lo kisikach. She's makachas as atzma. Even if she's masking to the pashto, but since you need her askoma for the pashto to happen, so it becomes kiyikach v'lo kisikach. We talked about it at the time. It's hard to understand. Every kiddushin is like that. Every kiddushin you need her das. It's not kiyikach v'lo kisikach. I have to say, every kiddushin, the main kiddushin he's doing, she's masking. By poshta, the poshta sort of happens on its own. So if you need her haskama for the poshta to happen on its own, then it would become kisika. And the Tosfos Ritz is a different mahalach. He says you only say poshta and things that only need one das. Things that need two das, you don't say poshta. Also needs a hesed. But the point of this other shittas and rishonim that they hold that you don't say poshta even if you have her das. In fact, they hold you always have her das. Her das is, it should be poshta. Doesn't matter. Once you need to come onto her das, then it's kikach holy kisikach. Or once you have to come onto her das, then we can't say poshta. Okay, so lefi those rishonim, maybe that's what the two in their animals. Then the kasha doesn't start. Here she was masking to the other half. She's always masking to the other half. But it doesn't matter. That's kikach holy kisikach. Okay, we'll see more tomorrow.
I'm trying to hear he was